effectively implement sanctions, supplies to and resources from conflict areas. Arms moratorium in West Africa was not effective. It amazes me how, no matter where the conflict is, no matter how prominent the sanctions imposed by the international community, the weapons and the suppliers to fuel the conflicts always get through. And few, if anyone, is ever caught and prosecuted. The fact that so many countries involved in the war in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, were still receiving aid from developing countries seems like a reward in contrast to the public rhetoric of condemnation. Myself and many people I've talked to do not understand how weapons can be supplied to kill people, but food cannot be to feed to starve. Starving children. The plundering of resources in areas of conflict in Africa, such as coltan, short for Colombo tantalite, a strategic mineral needed in the manufacture of mobile phones and computer chips, implies the recipients of those resources are funding or facilitating the conflict. There always seems to be a ready available market for such resources. Quote, in mid-October, the UN Security Council was presented with a report detailing how Rwandan, Ugandan and Zimbabwean officers, as well as Congolese authorities, manipulated internal conflicts to facilitate the looting of natural resources. The report also stated that the withdrawal of foreign troops would not end this exploitation. At this writing, there has been no indication that the Security Council intended to take further steps to end the plundering of the DRC's resources. Pray that your country does not discover resources such as oil and diamonds coveted by the Veto 5, because if they do, your people will suffer. They will have little peace because outsiders will facilitate and orchestrate wars so that they can get those resources cheaply in exchange for scrap metal and weapons of death and destruction of your people and your country. For example, Angola, Democratic Republic of Congo, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Sudan, São Tomé and Príncipe, South America, Iraq, to name a few. I know that over $80 billion was spent on the war on Iraq, killing over 20,000 people to secure their oil resources. Yet Africa paid for the 4 million to die in Africa due to conflicts in the last 6 years, and for outside interests to plunder